Hello.
Yes, hi, hello, good evening. My name is Walter, sir. I hope you're having a good day so far. I'm calling from the opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Sir,
yeah.
I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Arthur?
Yeah, this is Arthur.
Arthur, thank you very much. Arthur, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
44 years.
42 years?
44 years.
44 years. Okay. Wow. Now, what is your primary branch of the trade? Is that tile or marble finisher? Stone mason?
Commercial work. Block outside.
Okay.
Commercial work, yeah.
Commercial work. Okay, let me just phrase that here, okay?
Just, you know, your typical masonry on schools, stuff like that, buildings.
Okay. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey-level mechanic, foreman?
I was a journeyman.
Okay. Journey-level. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm not.
No? Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft?
Okay. It's been about 5 months. The contractor the union contractor, he shut his doors.
Okay.
And we don't have another contractor in the state of New Mexico, a union contractor.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I don't work for non-union.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No? Okay. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think there's less projects.
So we can say that will be, which is the same number, or fewer construction
fewer?
Projects? Fewer?
Fewer, yeah.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's no more union projects no more.
So we can say that it's the same number as this time last year? Or fewer?
No, it's less. There's no more union work that I know of. Our contractor shut his doors.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
There's no more, no.
No? Okay.
Fewer.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
What do you mean?
Yes, I'm going to repeat the question, okay? And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
A fewer, yeah. Fewer.
A steward appointed by the union? Okay. That's a yes?
What do you mean by appointed?
No worries. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
A long time ago, yeah, I have.
Okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
It was federal money.
Pardon me?
It was federally funded.
So should we say that it's privately, state or local government, or federal government?
Federal government.
Okay. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployed than now, about the same, or more unemployed than now?
I think there'll be more.
More than now? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It's going to get worse.
Get worse? Okay. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? And I'll start with unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns, or other, if you'd like to specify.
No, all the ones you mentioned, yeah, they're a big concern to me.
So you will say all?
Yeah.
Okay. Was state here that you state which is all options, right?
Right.
Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I have not because no. I had never gotten a notice when our meetings are.
Okay, no worries.
Not text or no letter. No.
Correct. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And I'm going to start with political canvassing. Is that a yes? Is that a no?
A political what?
Political canvassing.
No.
No? Okay. What about union organizing? Is that a yes?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. And what about...
No, we have no representation at all.
What about picketing?
Nothing. No.
Nothing. No. Okay. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Is that never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never.
Okay. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. And I have friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, local TV news, programming, the internet or social media, and print or online newspaper. What will be the number one, the most likely for you to get the news from, your news from? Would that be?
I get it from cable TV.
Local TV news and programming? Okay. Or cable news?
Cable news.
Okay, that'll be number one. What will be number two?
That's all I get on news from the top. I don't.
Okay, just like if you pick depending on your choice, like which one do you think will be the next one? Radio, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, or print or online newspaper?
Probably the radio.
The radio. So we got cable news and we have radio. What would be like the third one you pick?
Probably printed material.
Friends and neighbors?
No.
Local TV news programming, or the internet or social media, or print or online newspaper?
The internet.
That'll be the number three. What about number four?
Yeah.
Can we say it's going to be the TV news, or the newspapers,
yeah,
or the TV news?
TV news.
Right, that would be number four. Then we have just the online newspaper, that's number five. And for the end, for number six, that'll be friends and neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're at around 51% complete, so we're almost there. Now, which cable network is your preferred news source? Will that be which is MSNBC, the CNN, or the Fox News, or another news channel?
MSNBC.
MSNBC, okay. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, foreign policy, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, immigration, healthcare, education, or something else? What would be your options for this? For this one?
Probably climate change.
I'm sorry? Pardon me?
Climate change, yeah.
You said climate? Climate change?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, so that'll be the environment.
Environment, yeah.
So as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't heard anything in the news, but I'm familiar with the Davis-Bacon Act, yeah.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important. Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Democrat Party, yeah.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The UAW.
So that'll be the Auto Workers, okay?
Right, right.
United Auto Workers. Okay, we're 61% complete, so we're almost there. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, and we're going to start his job as president overall. Is that approved strongly, approved somewhat, disapproved strongly?
Approved strongly.
What about support for labor unions?
Approved strongly.
What is your opinion with the economy?
I approve strongly.
I approve strongly too. For foreign affairs?
No, not.
Approve somewhat.
Yeah, approve somewhat. Yeah.
Okay. Healthcare?
Approve somewhat. You could do better.
Right. And immigration?
Approve somewhat. Yeah.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Approve somewhat on that.
Pardon me?
On Congress?
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Well, I approve somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat approve? Okay.
Yeah. If you have divided Congress, you can't do nothing.
Okay. Now, are you registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost attained to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I always vote.
Okay, almost attained. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Biden.
Biden, okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I approve, yeah.
Yes. And turning back to BAC, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Will that be poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Very poor.
Poor? Okay. Now, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
You said fair?
Yeah, fair.
Fair, okay. Now, as your personal opinion, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Be on the job more.
Be
announce meetings.
More and meetings?
Yeah, more meetings, more representation.
And representation, okay. To continue, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on your personal opinion?
I agree with everything that's going on, but I think more money should go into pension.
Pardon me, can you repeat that again? I'm tapping it down, so...
A pension.
Attention? Okay.
Yeah. More pension, yeah.
Okay, so it'll be more attention, okay?
Pension.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would that be email, mail, union meetings, text messages, or job site?
Mail.
Mail? Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never? Once a year?
Never.
A couple of times? Never? Okay.
Never.
Okay, so we're almost done. We're 90% complete. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. Okay. Now, and just to make sure we have, which is a representative sample, what is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Latino Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
Native American.
Native American. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Arthur.
Arthur? Arthur, thank you very much. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is really important. Be safe. Take care. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, want to help out a little? Man, it's been 6 hours. I mean, since 4 to 10. And before that, we were doing mid-sales.